こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masu Sensei. This is episode 153. Today in this episode, we will learn about bakari, which means just did, only just. Now let's go. In my previous episode, we learned about bakari, which is used to represent doing one thing and nothing else. Bakari has other usages.The first meaning is just did. In this case, we will use ta form plus bakari desu. We learned about ta form plus tokoro desu, which also has the same meaning. What is the difference between ta form plus bakari desu and ta form plus tokoro desu? Ta form plus tokoro desu just indicates.The present time is immediately after the completion of an action, while ta form plus bakari desu is used not only right after an action's completion, but also after some time has elapsed if the speaker considers it to be a short time. For example, I just came to Japan 3 months ago. 3 months is 3ヶ月. Come to Japan is 日本へ来ます。日本へ来ます。 3 months is not immediately after the completion of an action. Therefore, it is weird to use たところです in this case. So we don't really say 私は三ヶ月前に日本へ来たところです。私は三ヶ月前に日本へ来たところです。Instead, we will use ta form plus bakari desu. So again, ta form plus bakari desu is used after some time has elapsed if the speaker considers it to be a short time. So it will become
私は3ヶ月前に日本へ来たばかりです。私は3ヶ月前に日本へ来たばかりです。
The second usage of bakari.It can be used to say only something or just something. The expression bakari is often used when expressing a negative connotation and the abundance or frequency of something. However, there are cases where it is used without a negative nuance. The structure will be noun plus bakari or verb dictionary form plus bakari.I just hope your happiness. Happiness is 幸せ、幸せ。To hope something, to wish something is 願います、願います。So make this into dictionary form and put together with ばかり。
あなたの幸せを願うばかりです。あなたの幸せを願うばかりです。
I've been thinking about you all this time. About you is
あなたのこと、あなたのこと。
So after this, we will put
ばかり。
To think is
考えます、考えます。
So I've been thinking is
考えています。
あなたのことばかり考えています。
あなたのことばかり考えています。
So many good things happen these days. These days is
最近、最近。
Good things.
いいこと、いいこと。
So after this, we will put ばかりです。
最近いいことばかりです。最近いいことばかりです。
I've never had most of these dishes before, but they all look delicious. The food that I've never eaten.This is relative clause. It becomes
食べたことがない料理。食べたことがない料理。
So, ta form plus ことがありません means I have never. So, after this relative clause, we will put ばかり。
食べたことがない料理ばかりですが。
They all look delicious.
どれも美味しそうですね。 食べたことがない料理ばかりですが、どれも美味しそうですね。食べたことがない料理ばかりですが、どれも美味しそうですね。
Casual form of ばかり is ばっかり or ばっか。Many young people are using ばっか or ばっかり as a shortened and casual way of saying ばかり。For example, this is a conversation between A and B. A says, You are the cutest person in the world. The most something something in the world is
世界一、世界一。
Cute is 可愛い。
君は世界一可愛いよ。君は世界一可愛いよ。
And then B says, You're only telling lies.Lies is
嘘、
嘘。So after this, we can use ばっかり or ばっか because this is a conversation.
嘘ばっかり、嘘ばっかり。
You do nothing but just sleeping during weekend. Weekend is
週末、週末。
Sleeping, this is te form plus います。When you want to say you're doing one thing and nothing else, we will use te form plus ばかり plus います。
寝てばかりいます。寝てばかりいます。
In a casual conversation, we can omit this います part. And then in a casual conversation, ばかり becomes ばかり or ばか。
週末寝てばっかりだね。週末寝てばっかりだね。
I've been working so much lately, I haven't had time to rest. Lately is
最近、最近。
Work is
仕事、仕事。
This time, let's use ばっか。
最近は仕事ばっかで。
Time to rest.This is another relative clause. It becomes
休む時間、休む時間。
Don't have is ありません。
最近は仕事ばっかで休む時間がないよ。最近は仕事ばっかで休む時間がないよ。
My child is always playing games. Game is
ゲーム、ゲーム。
Always is
いつも、いつも。
私の子はいつもゲームばっかだよ。私の子はいつもゲームばっかだよ。So today we learned about three other usages of ばかり. The first one is
他 form plus ばかりです。
Which means just did. The second one is noun plus ばかり or Verb, dictionary form, plus ばかり, which means only something or just something. These are used for positive things. And then the third one was the casual form of ばかり, which is ばっかり or ばっか. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you.If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。